Welcome to the Longest Trainee Sunday podcast, a production by Emory University students in David Morgan's Play Make Write Think class.
Time has stopped. Everything is uncertain. We're physically distanced and socially disconnected as a pandemic and fights for justice rage around us.
The world might be forever changed after the events of 2020, but where does that leave us in the meantime?
It felt to a lot of us like one almost unending rainy afternoon, staring at video screens.
Either to escape, to connect, or to imagine a better way forward.
Even the World Health Organization, 1 year after designating video game addiction as a mental health disorder, is now urging people to play more video games
and celebrate the important messages that the video games industry can communicate.
So in this series, we'll turn our critical gaze to the games we have been playing, examine what they have to offer right now.
How do these games define identity, foster a sense of belonging, encourage empathy, or subvert systems?
How do they encourage certain types of problem solving and learning?
What sorts of values do they promote?
The world hit pause, so let's hit play.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this episode, Temple Run, a coping mechanism.
Today we're going to talk about Temple Run.
And you might be thinking now, I haven't heard this game in a while.
If you remember the era in which Temple Run took the world by storm, then you'll probably also remember how this game gradually became a time passer. You know, that game you play when you're waiting in line or waiting for someone to meet you. But let me tell you, Temple Run is so much more than that.
Even in this pandemic, it managed to be the top 5 on the action game chart in the Apple Store.
So why did people turn to Temple Run during quarantine?
Well, in this episode, we'll prove to you that Temple Run doesn't help you escape from the pandemic, but it helps you cope with the anxiety of this difficult period.
So let's start with the mechanisms. To play, you swipe up, down, right, or left. That's it. This game is so simple. You may say, but there are those elements of probing and telescoping that Steven Johnson says are critical to games, and that in previous episodes we have established that are necessary.
Well, we're talking about a new genre of games that has surfaced in the past decade and a half. In a world in which everyone has some sort of handheld device, like a phone or a tablet.
Casual games such as these are framed in a way that they're not necessarily the most appealing, but the sheer difficulty drives us to keep playing. Ian Bogost, in an article in The Atlantic, talks about Tetris in this way. Even when a game does not literally exploit its player's leisure for its creator's gain, it orients the player toward formal, often numerical goals that structure progress and, by extension, define enjoyment, he says.
In Temple Run, there's no goal. You just have to keep moving forward. But that simple measure of going forward supplies pleasure.
You can look at this in a multitude of ways.
In one perspective, we see that this game is a reminder of the pandemic that we are in, a never-ending path in which we have to keep moving forward. We don't know when or how we will get to a point when this pandemic is over.
This can be reassuring. Many times during these past few months, I really just wanted to curl up in a ball and ignore everything that was going on in this world. Because as we know, 2020 wasn't just a pandemic. The worsening economy, the civil unrest, the growing partisanship, it's really easy to simply lose faith in what's happening in the world.
Temple Run, though, serves as a simple reminder to persevere. Just keep running, especially because as the game continues on, it gets harder and harder and faster. While you might have more chances to stumble in the beginning, as the game progresses, you die as soon as you mess up.
Moreover, you really have to be aware of the visual cues, like a branch or a dead end, or you not make it. You have to be aware of the injustice occurring surrounding you. You have to be aware of how your body feels both physically and mentally. You have to be aware of what is misinformation.
And this really goes back to James McGonigal's discussion on how games can help you rewire your brain. You see, self-efficacy, she explained, is a state of mind in which you believe that you can affect positive change in your life, and as she puts it, successfully converting motivation into consistent and effective action. Games are excellent tools to increase competence, power, and ability.
The game is simply realistic to how the pandemic has played out. It didn't become easier to play, but with tenacity, you'll get through this.
You can look at the style of running forward in another perspective, as a method to help cope with the anxiety. According to an article published by Harvard Health, anxiety really evolved from a survival mechanism used in the caveman days. It was meant for mammals to react quickly to life-threatening situations, like being chased by a woolly mammoth. We don't have these types of situations now, but the body produces the same fight or flight mechanism when we face stressors like work pressure or family difficulties. You know the feeling, butterflies in the stomach, sweating. But it's been shown that something as simple like running significantly alleviates the sense of anxiety, because that method of moving and acting on that flight or fight response can really alleviate that stress.
During this year, there has been intense anxiety build up because of the uncertainty going on in this world. But something such as running away may no longer be a possibility for you. Every state and country is in a different phase of the pandemic. But at least once, you must have felt scared to go outside, worried that you could catch the virus and transmit to your dear loved ones. But then so, how do we release those energy and those anxiety? The simple act of seeing your character running away might be a good stress reliever.
So now you know how Temple Run can be an effective tool to use when in need during this pandemic. But why did people turn to this game unknowingly?
Temple Run mirrors COVID and life. During this pandemic, there was a lot of information throwing at us. You know, presidential debate, election, BOM, police brutality.
In that regard, those that play Temple Run can rely on the game. It may not be the most engaging or fun game, but at least it's not mentally taxing.
But if you look at it in another way, everything just kind of hit a pause. No sporting events, concerts weren't there, and we were just staying at home 24/7 for months, doing nothing, really. Temple Run, in a way, you keep running and running and got chased with no way to go. It's not a game about escape. There was challenges along the way. There was branches, there were dead ends, there was monsters, and you have to keep track of your environment at all times.
Definitely. And playing a game like Temple Run with its continuous momentum can be a breath of fresh air in the monotony that is felt during some points of this pandemic.
If we think about Ian Bogost's reference to microecology, it's also important to note that unlike a 2D platform game, you can't go back. You just have this one direction forward. This game is distinct from something like Subway Surfers, which although is still popular, is different in both the storyline and setting. In Temple Run, you're quite literally running for your life. In what while may technically be the site of ancient ruins, feels like a post-apocalyptic world. Your character is all alone, and things that shouldn't be happening, like strange large beasts chasing you, or a virus taking over the world, are happening. In Subway Surfers, you're more so doing something stupid, and hopping across different tracks. Temple Run is also set up in such a way that you can't shift to different lanes, you have very few choices in the game, one of them being to turn left or right. Even ducking in a place where you're supposed to jump can make you stumble and set you back close towards the beast. In Subway Surfers, on the other hand, you always have a choice, left, right, middle lanes. Maybe you want to duck. That's an option too. In this game and in this pandemic, we don't have many choices. In fact, we have very few choices to simply stay home and keep going. But we hope that we've showed you how it can be a helpful coping mechanism, how it can help you persevere and also deal with the anxiety that may have arisen during this pandemic.
We hope that you enjoy knowing more about Tempo Run, and maybe during one of your longest rainy Sunday, you will pick up your phone and start running away.
Hi, I'm Anusha. I'm the producer for this episode.
Hi, I'm Hayden, and I'm the assistant producer for this episode.
I'm Bob, the line producer.